Thank you for tuning in to this week's podcast of Under the Grid. I'm your host, Leo, and with me is Crystal.
First episode.
Yes, it is. And we also have Derek with us.
Hey, guys.
As mentioned, this is our first episode of our new show. Our goal is to keep you, our listeners, informed of the games out there that should have been more popular, but for some reason fell under the grid. This week, we will talk about four of these underrated games. First up will be what I like to call a hidden treasure on the PS1 named Trap Gunner. After that, we will talk about Eternal Sonata, PS3 version, The World Ends With You on the Nintendo DS, and Minecraft on the PC.
Okay, Leo, I know you're excited to do it, so why don't you tell us about Trap Gunner? And I like to add, I have never heard of this game until you first mentioned it.
Same here, man. Never heard of Trap Gunner before.
That is exactly why we are talking about this game. Trap Gunner was one of the funnest fighting slash strategy games to play on the original PlayStation. The point of the game is to run around in a maze-like setting, laying traps for your opponent who cannot see them.
Sounds like Battle Tanks on television. You guys remember that?
Wow, you are taking it way back. Back to Trap Gunner. The objective, obviously, is to deplete your opponent's health points. Along with the ability to lay traps, you can also deplete your enemy's HP by hand-to-hand combat, and as the game title indicates, you also get to use a gun.
That game sounds really cool. I mean, I can definitely imagine the strategy you would have to put in to lure your enemy into those traps you lay.
I could play that game for hours, and the music is pretty good, too. Hopefully, Sony will eventually have Trap Gunner available for download through the PS Store in the future. It's pretty hard to find to buy in its original PS1 format.
I'm going to have to try that one out.
Now, Crystal, you were telling us the other day about a couple of games you felt went under the grid, but in reality were actually really good games.
One was Eternal Sonata on the PS3, and the other one was The World Ends With You on the Nintendo DS.
Tell us about those.
Okay, so Eternal Sonata is a fictional yet creative telling of the last hours of musical genius Frédéric Chopin's life as he's asleep dying from tuberculosis. In his dream, Chopin is in a fantasy world where an evil ruler is causing turmoil. What makes this game so cool is it combines a subconscious view of Chopin's influences in his life for the storyline, and then it mixes it with common RPG-style storytelling and gameplay. It's a turn-based battle system, and you get to use magic spells and special attacks as with most RPGs.
See, I'm not a huge fan of RPGs, so I don't think I'd like that one very much.
I think even people who don't like JRPGs will like this one, because there isn't excessive fiend fighting, as I like to call it. You get to kill a few, enjoy some story dialogue, defeat the boss, and enjoy more story dialogue. And you get to become familiar about Chopin's real life and hear a few of his classical masterpieces.
Yeah, Eternal Sonata did not get the publicity it was worth. Now, if you can briefly tell us about the other game on the Nintendo DS you felt was underrated.
The World Ends With You. This is the best game I've played on a Nintendo DS. In this game, you mainly play as a boy named Niku. The events of the game happen in modern-day Shibuya, Japan. To sum up the story, you're dead. You're trying to find out what happened to you, with the possibility of coming back to life, if you participate in the quote-unquote games and survive. While you're trying to accomplish this, you must battle forces that want to make sure you stay dead.
The story sounds pretty basic.
Yeah, but there's a lot more to it than that that I won't disclose, because it might ruin the game for those who want to play it. But the battle system on the game is very unique and quite cool. Your weapons are various psych pens.
Now by psychic pen, do you mean like an ink pen?
Right, I should clarify. Pens like collar pens you would put on your clothes.
Oh, okay.
Also, during combat, you technically can control both the main character and your ally. This is possible because the game allows you to utilize both of those two screens that are on the DS.
That actually sounds really cool and challenging.
It is challenging, but for me, it was in a good and fun way.
I understand the battle style of The World Ends With You fitted the dual screens of the DS, but it seems like the game would also do well on some other system.
I agree. Now, I know Derek wants to talk about Minecraft, which I have never heard of.
Yeah, and actually, it's Minecraft.
Why, when I tried to Google the game, Some people are calling it Mindcraft, and others are calling it Minecraft.
To be honest, I don't know who started that, but trust me, it's Minecraft. M-I-N-E-C-R-A-F-T. But I'm glad you brought that up. Minecraft is a simulation game, and one of my favorites, where you are in a block world, and you can create items, buildings, etc., so you can survive and live peacefully.
So, how do you build or create things needed to enhance the game's experience?
You can go around the world to find the materials you need. Wood, dirt, stone, metal. The thing that a lot of people don't understand, though, about this game is you can spend hours upon hours accumulating all these materials, but if you keep using the wrong tools and the wrong materials to try and gather them, you're just going to start hating the game.
So it's not one of those games where the more you collect, the more you make.
No, this is not one of those games. If you don't have the right formulas or understand the materials you're using, you will not be able to create much of anything. It's the understanding of the game and not the tireless hours that make you good at it.
Many people mistakenly call it a game Minecraft because of the thoughts you got to put into it just to play it and enjoy it.
Maybe.
Well, guys, we are almost out of time. We have a webpage set up to hear your feedback. Go to www.underthegrid.net to send us what you think of our first episode and any recommendations on games you feel should have gotten more recognition. Your game of choice may be featured in future podcasts. Also, you can view exclusive footage of the games we have discussed on our website. You can also email us at feedback@underthegrid.net. Some of the games we will feature next week are the Jet Set Radio series, Geometry Wars, and Tetrasphere. So join us next week when we go back under the grid.